Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Williams fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Williams. Mercer moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. White steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari takes first base on ball four. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Palfari moves to second. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Palfari scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Palfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenny hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Palfari hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Palfari moves to third. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp fields it and throws to second for the out. Palfari scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stottlemyre takes first base on ball 4. Michael moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to home to get Melton. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Knoop moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Jerry Jainsky. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive towards short. Michael reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenny hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Cater reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munson is walked intentionally. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White scores. Cater moves to third. Munson moves to second. It's 5-1, Yankees. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michael hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cater scores. Munson scores. It's 7-1, Yankees. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stottlemyre hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 3 in the game. Kenny hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Kenny reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Belfari. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Belfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Yankees. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Belfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Belfari for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Michael hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Little now playing right field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matias pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny juggles the ball. That's an error on Kenny. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Matias moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. John Matias now playing right field. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stottlemyre takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-4 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.